Exclusive, Representative Jim Banks, Anti-Woke Caucus Unveil Bill to Defund Biden Equity Executive Order. By Sean Moran on March 2, 2023. Representative Jim Banks, RN, and the Anti-Woke Caucus unveiled legislation on Thursday that would defund President Joe Biden's latest equity executive order, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News, Banks said, so-called equity action plans are rooted in discrimination, promote division, and directly conflict with American values. This latest executive order will force every single one of the 23 federal agencies to enact the radical left's climate inequity agendas. The anti-woke caucus will continue to fight these abuses of power that are meant to pit Americans against one another and tear down the principles that made our country great. The legislation would nullify Biden's Executive Order 14091, which was issued on February 16, 2023. As the New York Post explained, the executive order would create a five-year plan to implement diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, across many federal agencies. The policy would seek to advance an ambitious, whole-of-government approach to racial equity and support for underserved communities. The Post explained, agency heads will have to submit an annual equity action plan to a newly created White House Steering Committee on Equity, which, if we want to continue the Soviet analogy, will be the day equivalent of Gauss plan. Agency heads, by the way, are ordered to prioritize and incorporate strategies to advance equity into individual performance plans for senior executives. Indoctrination within the government will continue apace. The agency equity teams shall support continued equity training and equity leadership development for staff across all levels of the agency's workforce. Susan Rice, assistant to Biden for domestic policy, will lead the program. Reps. Mary Miller, REL, Kevin Hearn, ROK, the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, RSC, Matt Rosendale, RMount, Doug LaMalfa, RCA, Paul Gosar, ROZ, and Harriet Hageman, RY, co-sponsored the bill. Banks created the first anti-woke caucus in January to help combat what he called the greatest domestic threat to America today. Rather than addressing record-high inflation, burdensome energy costs, and the needs of the American people, Joe Biden bypassed Congress and signed an executive order to force taxpayer dollars to fund mandatory woke programming for federal agencies, Miller explained in a written statement to Breitbart News. I am joining Congressman Jim Banks in introducing legislation to stop taxpayer dollars from advancing anti-American policies from the radical left agenda because the American people need our government focused on repairing our nation from years of damage caused by the Biden administration's policies, she added. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.